Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Ramadan edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Amara, joined by my two lovely co-hosts, Auntie Hawa Surti and Auntie Khadija Ibrahim. Assalamu alaikum, Auntie Hawa. How are you keeping?
Walaikum salam, alhamdulillah, and hope to hear the same from our listeners.
Yes, certainly. Assalamu alaikum, Auntie Khadija. How are you keeping?
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am well, and I hope all the listeners are also well and they're enjoying the Ramadan.
Yes, and it's Ramadan Kareem to all our lovely listeners listening to us all over the world. Well, today we're actually talking about treats and bakes. And during Ramadan, in a recent Instagram post, many people said they prefer desserts every second or third day. Now, as we unpack Ramadan, we look at finding the least amount of time in the kitchen while gaining some tips from ladies. We have found passion in the kitchen. And in the second segment, we're going to be talking about the wooden spoon. And I say the wooden spoon is the cooking tools of our grandmothers. And then we're also going to be talking a little bit about soups and halims. But in what recipes can we look forward to today, Auntie Khadija?
Okay, I think the guest is giving us one recipe. That's the apple crumble recipe. And I'm sharing a savory pancake recipe.
Okay. Yes, and I'd like to welcome a lady who has found passion in her kitchen. And it's Sister Nazira Bayat, who is on the line. Assalamu alaikum, Nazira. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam, Sister Amara. Alhamdulillah. You?
Alhamdulillah, Ramadan Mubarak to you and to your family.
Jazakallah.
I'm delighted to have you on the show this morning, Nazira.
Jazakallah. It's a pleasure being here.
Yes, certainly. Nazira, you are a self-taught baker. How did you find your inspiration and what drew you to baking?
Sister Amara, I come from a good lineage of bakers and cooks. So my mom and sisters are excellent bakers, and from a young age, watching them bake for my dad made me want to follow in their footsteps. Also, mm-hmm. my husband's love for everything chocolate made me find my passion for baking. I was always trying to experiment and come up with new recipes that satisfied both his sweet tooth and mine.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two things that I feel that helped me find my passion.
Yes, certainly. And Nazira, what is your fondest memory of your first Ramadan? And what dish turned out horribly wrong during this time? Have you tried this dish again?
My fondest memory would be, I think for me, insisting my mother-in-law make savories like moons and spring rolls with me mm-hmm. instead of her buying that she usually does. Alhamdulillah, we bonded that way. I really felt that we were closer to one another.
Mm-hmm.
Also, that first Ramadan, I tried to make yummy scones like my mom, how she usually makes for Siri. Mm-hmm. Sister Amara, they flopped so badly. It came out flat and rock hard. And after that, I haven't ever tried making them again. I thought maybe somebody is going to lose a tooth or something, so rather I just stay away.
Oh, my word. Well, it's worth a try again, Nazira.
Inshallah, maybe in the future.
Inshallah. Okay. Now, Nazira, Ramadan, when you were at your parents' home compared to when you just get married, you know, what adjustments did you have to make? And can you share some advice for the newlyweds out there?
Sure. Samara, what comes to mind is first, getting up super early for Siri, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You have no more your mommy doing everything for you now and taking care. Now you're the woman of the household. So getting used to also everybody's different eating habits and preferences. For, like my husband, for example, he never used to eat anything for Siri. He just used to want to wake up and have a glass of water, that's all.
Sure.
And I found that very strange.
Mm-hmm.
Also, let me add, yes, Amara, he wasn't a morning person, so a bit grumpy at Siri.
Mm.
It took me some time to get used to it.
Grumpy cha-cha.
Exactly. A real grumpy cha-cha. So I was determined to change that, and I can promptly say now, he's a happy chappy, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Also, I've changed that he also eats something,
mm-hmm.
even if it's just water and supplemented with sajur or toast or something.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, that's the main differences. Advice for newlyweds, what can I give? Don't dwell on trivial things.
Mm-hmm.
Ramadan is about remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Absolutely.
Just remembering mm-hmm. how to prepare this dish, how to prepare that dish.
Mm.
wasting time on that. I'm not saying don't cook in that. Make nice things for your family, mm-hmm. but don't dwell on it and use your time only for that. Use your time together wisely. Ramadan is also about reconnecting with our religion and our spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
What better way than to do it together with your lifelong partner? Cook together if possible. Pray together. And also one very important thing. Have loads of patience with one another.
Absolutely, yes. Okay. Now, Nazira, you have two sons. The struggle is real when you're trying to get everything done at home and still find time for ibadah. How do you manage your time? And do you let your kids join in the kitchen?
Good question, Amara. Child management is not one of my strengths. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay.
I'm not going to sit here and lie and say, I do manage every day and, you know, be this perfect. No, I don't. But what I can say, most of the time, things go smoothly. I just take every day as it comes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Also, to add, my husband helps me a lot in the kitchen. He comes from work and he really helps me. Also with the kids, or even if I'm running late with something, he'll take over from there. So, like, the responsibilities in that we share. It's not like left only up to me.
Alhamdulillah, that's good. You know, it's so nice. You know, when the couples help one another in the kitchen with the children and things like that, you know. And now, what dessert reminds you of home? And can you share the recipe with us? And I know you're going to be sharing a lovely recipe with us as well.
I will be sharing a lovely recipe. It's apple crumble. Why it reminds me of home, Samara, I come from a small town called Belfort.
Mm-hmm.
And in winter, it gets really cold. So warm goodies always remind me of home. And this Ramadan, maybe I think we're going to have some colder days coming.
Yes.
So this will sure be a winner on the table for a nice sweet treat after Tarawih, inshallah.
Inshallah. So go ahead and share the recipe with us, Nazira.
Okay, no problem. The ingredients are 125 gram margarine or butter. That's 125 grams margarine or butter.
Okay.
3 quarter cup sugar. Ordinary sugar is fine, or caster sugar, it's your preference. 1/2 teaspoon vanilla essence. Just 1/2 teaspoon vanilla essence. One egg. 2 cups flour. 2 teaspoon baking powder. 2 tablespoon apricot jam. 1 tin pineapples, and if you don't have pineapples, even 2 big fresh apples, thinly sliced, will work.
Okay.
Okay. And lastly, 1 or 2 teaspoon cinnamon powder. It's up to you. If you like a lot of cinnamon like me, I add extra. Otherwise, you can just put 1 teaspoon.
Okay.
Can I repeat the ingredients, Sister Amara?
Yes, please.
Yes. 125 gram margarine or butter, 3/4 cup sugar, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla essence, 1 egg. 2 cups flour, 2 teaspoon baking powder, 2 tablespoon apricot jam, 1 tin pineapples or 2 big fresh apples thinly sliced, 1 or 2 teaspoon cinnamon powder. Okay, so the method is, it's very easy. Set your oven to 180 degrees in the meantime. Then secondly, grease a 20 centimeter pie dish. Then cream your margarine, sugar, and vanilla essence. After it's creamed well, beat in your egg.
Mm-hmm.
After you see it's a nice consistency, the egg is well beaten in, work in your flour and baking powder. The mixture must be slightly sticky.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get worried if it's like a sticky net. It must just keep on working it till you're happy and satisfied with it and you can work with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then divide, you'll see you have a nice dough, then you divide it into 2 equal parts.
Okay.
So what you're going to do with the one part, you're going to take the one and lay it in your dish and press it into your pie dish.
Mm-hmm.
And you can bring it up a little bit on the side if you want to. Cover your bottom with jam, generously. Place your apple slices on top. If you're using tin apples, make sure the liquid is drained. I forgot to add that.
Okay,
mark.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Place your apple slices on top. Sprinkle your cinnamon powder. What I sometimes do is I also put little raisins if your family likes raisins. I like to sprinkle some raisins, but okay. You don't have to. That's just optional.
Okay.
Right. After that is done, you take your second part of your dough and you grate it on top of it. Once you finish grating, you just put it in your oven for about 40 minutes or so, or until brown.
Okay, lovely.
Okay. After it's done, Samara, you can serve it with custard, you can serve it with whipped cream, or you can serve it with ice cream.
Okay, lovely. And finally, Nazira, many people crave that sweet treat in Ramadan. What can we find on your dessert table this Ramadan?
Okay, so this year I'll be making some new things I'm going to try out in addition to all this. So I'm just going to mention the new things that I'm going to try out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be making some chocolate spring rolls and going to serve that with ice cream or whipped cream. Samara, you'll notice that I love ice cream. I love ice cream a lot. So everything has to do with ice cream.
So it's chocolate spring rolls. Wow.
Gee.
Okay. And I'm sure you'll be posting that recipe on your Instagram page.
Inshallah. As I make it, I will be posting all these recipes.
Okay, please share your Instagram page details for the listeners out there.
Okay. Can I just say the other two, three things and then I will
say
my...
Yes, sure.
Okay. Second, I'll be making a homemade pineapple, chocolate and ginger ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll be making a pistachio Bombay crush. Just like your normal Bombay crush, just a pistachio form. And then lastly, it will be a chocolate in coffee, bread, and butter pudding.
Wow.
Gee.
This really sounds lovely, man. Sure.
Inshallah.
Okay. Please share with the listeners your Instagram page.
Gee, it's Nazira DM. That's all.
Okay.
All lowercase letters. NazeraDM. That's Nazira Bayat
Mullah. Nazira, jazakallah khair for joining us on Radio Islam on the Household Express for a lovely interview. And definitely your upcoming recipe is going to be look really, really mouth-watering. And all the best for the rest of Ramadan to you and to your family.
Jazakallah
khair.
And salam and good Ramadan to all the listeners and to you and Auntie Hawa and all of them.
Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Well, that was my lovely bubbly guest, Sister Nazira.
She sounds really very bubbly.
Bubbly indeed, yes. You know, a go getter, yes. Mm. And you can follow her on Instagram. It's at Nazira, NazeraHPM. Well, today's Household Express question is, what is that one recipe that you will make over and over again during Ramadan? Share with us on 072-786-1548. Let's go for a short break. Coming back, we're talking about the wooden spoon and all about soups and halim. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Well, my guest before the break was Sister Nazira, and lots of listeners are requesting her Instagram page details. Well, it's at Nazira, NazeraHPM. Simple, you can follow her Instagram and check out all her lovely dishes there. Well, coming back to our second segment of the program, we're going to be talking about the wooden spoon. But before we do that, today's question, what is that one recipe that you will use over and over again during Ramadan? And you can WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. We also welcome all your cooking, baking, Ramadan cooking questions or concerns. The number is 072-786-1548. Well, Auntie Hava, let's talk about the wooden spoon. And I always say that wooden spoon are the cooking tools of our grandmothers. Tell us more.
Okay, taking up from where you have left, I think initially when cooking started centuries ago, we didn't have any metal kind of utensils.
Mm-hmm.
So the wooden spoon was very, very important. And it had various shapes. The wooden spoon gives you the feeling of rustic. It gives you that kitchen feeling, like,
yes,
we, like on a farm kind of thing.
Correct, yes.
And it gives you a feeling of being like your older generation,
mm-hmm,
like your grandmothers and grandfathers, etc. These wooden spoons, there are many shapes and they are made to suit the type of saucepan that you're going to use. Some of them are round-ended, some of them are flat-bottomed and so on. And they are very useful because they do not scratch your saucepan, especially if you're using a non-stick pan. When you are using a wooden spoon, They do not conduct heat, so they will not scald your hand like a metal spoon would if you forget it in the saucepan. It can be used to cook both sweet and savory dishes. The only thing there is you've got to keep them separate. You
yeah.
cannot use the savory one for the sweet, etc. Because then you're going to transfer the tastes from one dish to another. If you take a wooden spoon, you can use it for many of the dishes that you can cook, and it is very useful in making candies and jams because it does not increase the temperature of your sugars. And if you use a metal spoon to make candy, like example fudge, then you're going to the metal spoon will increase the temperature and make the sugar crystallize even quicker.
Okay.
So a wooden spoon in that case is very, very useful. A wooden spoon can be used to beat, it can be used to stir, it can be used to mix all your ingredients. And when you are using a wooden spoon, example, for pickling of veggies or using of vinegar, they will not react because it is made of non-reactive natural material. They have no harmful chemicals in them. Some plastic and metal utensils are made from as they are made from natural material and will not leach the chemicals into your food. Like if you take an aluminium pot, for example, yeah, it leaches the chemical into your food. One of the biggest myths is that germs and bacteria cannot grow on them. Example, if you take the wooden chopping board, it has a chemical in it that destroys the bacteria. These are perfect for canning, and they can be used for making achars as well. Only thing, if you're using a lot of oil, then your spoon will get a bit of a stain.
Yes.
Right? They are durable and they are easy to clean. They cannot be soaked in water for a long time as the wood is absorbent. It will not destroy the spoon, but it will make it take it a little longer for it to dry. They are very versatile, and they can be used to be made. They can be used to stir your drinks like fruit punches, etc. And you can use them to cook. You can use them to you can use them with both wet and dry ingredients. They will not scratch your cookware. The advantage is when you are using a nonstick pan, they are designed so to suit various kinds of chores that you have in the kitchen. The only the one very good advantage which I use quite often is you can take the wooden spoon and put the handle into your hot oil, dip it in the middle of the pot, and it will bubble. And if the bubbles come up quite big, it means that your oil is ready.
Okay, good idea. Yeah. Good job there.
So that's the one good advantage of the wooden spoon. A disadvantage is it is absorbent, so you've got to keep them separate. And when you are using a wooden spoon, initially when you buy it, it's got a beautiful light creamy color. But by the time you've used it several times, it becomes a bit discolored.
Yes. But it's still due to good use.
But it still can be used. It doesn't mean to say that you've got to throw, you know, get rid of it. It's long-lasting, it's durable, and the handle is quite easy to hold. It does not hurt your hand in any way.
And I find it doesn't scratch your cookware.
It doesn't scratch.
I use it a lot for soups, desserts, and when you're making your sweet dish, like your soji or gajar, your sweet rice, even like when you're making up pancakes, muffins, and your bajar batters, you know, it's ideal
it
for that.
It can be used with
it. It's light to use, it's very light, very easy, you know. All right. And we've got lots and lots of questions coming through. In fact, a lot of people are actually interacting with us on the question we were posing. What is that one recipe that you use over and over again? This listener says that, Salam, Sister Amara, Auntie Khadija, and Auntie Hava, your lovely scone recipe is great, and Auntie Khadija's chicken, Adega chicken, is Ahabi's favorite, and she makes it all the time. Okay, and then another listener says 4-in-1 cutlets, and then another listener says also it's daywaras.
Okay.
And a sister actually sent in a daywara recipe. Inshallah, we will send it, share it out in next week's program. And Okay. Then there's one that came through, Auntie Karichi. I think this one's basically for you. She says, please, sister, if you can help with the amount of, for 20 people, she wants to make a creamy steak. How many kilos steak? And for penne or tagliatelle pasta, how many packets for 20 people? So basically, she wants to make a saucy steak and a pasta for 20 people.
Okay, you need about 4 kilos of steak and maybe 2 packets of the 500 grams of the pasta.
Okay, so it for 20 make a nice people, big, 4 kilos steak.
Yes, yes. That's okay. The amount you need, more or less, inshallah.
Okay.
It should suffice.
All right, I hope the listeners got that right. And 2 packets of the pasta.
Yes, it's okay. 500 grams, so it's 2 packets.
Okay, and then also, okay, let's now go and talk a little bit about soups. You know, I think in the Ramadan, okay, yesterday was hot, today is hot. So, soups, whether it's hot or cold, you must have it in Ramadan.
Yes, yes.
It's like in certain people's household, it's a must have every day. Whether it's a soup or a halim. Okay?
Mm.
Now, what type of soups would Auntie Hava or Auntie Karichi say are good for the month, for Ramadan?
I tried out that butternut soup from the listener of last week, I think.
The guest, yes.
Yes. It's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out very nice. I didn't make the large amount that she made. I made it halfway. But it's excellent, and you've got to put in the evaporated milk after you've liquidized the soup.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It comes out rich.
Very, very tasty.
Going to try that out.
Okay.
I think it'll be cold from Saturday,
so we will have to start getting
started.
And then another
yes.
popular soup that I also make is onion soup.
Mm.
Very, very popular, very tasty. And you serve this with toast and cheese, you know. You can even make a toast of cheese to serve with it.
Oh, wow. It's all like candy. It's all mean on its own.
It's very easy to make. All these soups are very easy. You start it with a clove of garlic and some onion,
mm-hmm.
all the soups. I even make a potato soup like
yes.
that.
The onion and potato. Very nice.
Also very nice.
Yes.
And I haven't tried the spinach soup because my family... They don't eat grass as
of
this. They say the Surtis don't eat grass. So we keep to the root vegetables and the pumpkin variation
Actually,
vegetables.
Actually, even the soup green soup come out
comes
very
out
nice.
Very nice.
Yes, you find soup greens coming
yes,
out now.
It's coming out now in season.
Yeah.
So it's
and when you get the type of soups, like, you know, it's not a soup, a thin soup. You get those other, like, noodles in. You want to see the
you
vegetables,
add,
you know.
Yeah.
The Chinese soup.
Nice.
The Thai
yes.
soup is
the
nice.
Thai soup,
you get
yes.
so many different types of soups. Mm.
And then you get the... You know, you get different type of packet soups.
Yes.
I know I love to use the white onion soup, the mushroom soup. Just add it in the butt.
In the butt, yes. It just gives a nice...
You know, even if you take an onion, a potato, a tomato, a green pepper, maybe a green chili and some danya, you boil it together.
And
you
then you liquidize
blend it.
And
you add a packet of soups in there. It's
talking
lovely.
About the onion soup, I use it to make baked potatoes. You bake the potato for about 10-15 minutes. No, sorry, you don't bake it then. You take the potato and cut it into size. You know, the Hasselback potato. Cut it into half centimeter slices. And you mix the soup with a little bit of margarine or butter. And then you stuff the potato with the soup. And then you bake it. It's absolutely tasty.
Oh, it sounds really nice.
And it goes very well with roast chicken, steak, or mutton as a side dish.
Okay. Then coming more feedback from the listeners about our question. Definitely roast chicken is a must every few days in Ramadan. Then this one says, Salams, our grandmas use a wooden spoon for chasing us.
Well, there's another advantage.
Yeah. All right. And there's so many coming through now. I just go back to our WhatsApp. This one says... Okay, she wants a soup recipe for 20 people. Okay, there is...
What kind of soup?
It depends. You know,
yeah.
there's so much of soup recipes on our Radio Islam website, you know.
You must remember, you don't have to make a very big amount of soup because soup normally is like a starter.
A starter,
yes.
yeah.
So
yes.
you don't need such a big amount.
Yes. Now, you know, when you're using the packet soups, it's very nice to use, okay? Now, you must be careful how you use it. Always dilute it.
You have to dilute it.
With water or with milk.
You
and keep stirring it because it mustn't go lumpy.
Mm. because that's one of the causes.
To prevent that, you take your soup powder and put it into cold water.
Yes.
And stir it well before you put it onto the hot plate.
Mm-hmm.
And
it works.
Then it will not cause any lumps.
Okay.
It's like making a white sauce.
Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And even the mushroom, the cream of mushroom soup, you can even use it in your, if you're making, you're braising your onions and your mushrooms, and then you can put a bit of that in there, just about 2 tablespoons, diluted with water, and then you put a little bit of your Steers garlic sauce, and you can add it into your creamy mushrooms. Oh, it's lovely.
It is lovely. It's normally even put some of the soup powder in my fillings of when I'm
in your chicken and mushroom pie filling.
When you're making your fillings, it comes out very nice.
Yeah, it acts as a good thickener.
And then a lot of people have haleem.
Yes.
So haleem was made with all the lentils. Some people don't like lentils. I only make the jungle oats haleem.
Oh, it comes out, or the wheat bix one also.
Yes.
It comes out really very nice, and it doesn't cause no wind in your stomach.
Wind, and it just get an upset stomach,
yes,
and that, you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this one says, where can you get the recipe for the butternut soup? Well, it's on, all the recipes are on the Radio Islam website. Go to radioislam.co.za. And if you don't have access to the internet, you can call Sister Faiza on 011-854-7022. She will guide you, assist you with the recipe.
I think
well,
the lady that won the soup for 20 people, she should try this butternut soup.
Yes.
She can use two butternuts.
Because of the big amount, yes.
Yeah, she can use two butternuts. And it's so easy to make.
Okay. Here's a nice question coming through. Please tell me, how do I make samosas without onions? My kids don't like onions.
Mm. But if you imagine mix your onions, they won't even know that onions are there in, because any samosa you have to put a bit of onion in. A little.
It's the flavor, actually.
The onions give the flavor to the samosa,
So she can just magic mix the onions totally and squeeze all the water and add it, cook it with your mince. They won't know that there's onions in the mince.
Don't even tell them.
You don't have to tell them.
Don't even tell them.
It really, I promise you won't see no onion in the mince. But you have to add that little for flavor.
Or alternatively, make for them cheese samosa.
Yes. Or the potato
one. The Mexican chili crispy in there. Or even you get a pizza samosa. You get a pizza spring roll.
There's so many. Yes, you do.
You know, for the pizza spring roll, you take your bologna, you cube it, and you cube peppers, and you spice it a bit, and you put cheese in there.
Cheese in there.
And you roll it into your spring roll.
Make bacteria samosas.
Oh, yes.
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 I think we shared one. Last year, we shared a spring roll with the
bacteria.
With the bacteria, yeah.
All right. And then this one says, the listener has learned a lot from our program, Jazakallah. I have leftover chicken. Please tell me how to crumb it.
Is it cooked? It's ready cooked.
She's not saying. But you can assume it's cooked.
It's cooked,
because
yeah.
it's leftover,
yeah.
yes.
So she's got to dip it in a little bit of flour.
Okay.
Then in egg. And then in your seasoned bread crumbs.
Yes.
And that will fry very quickly, because you're just browning
it's
the
cooked
crumb
already, yes.
Because it's already cooked.
Okay. A listener is sending a recipe for the Turkish soup. Yes, we eat this in the Turkish soup, sister. If you can kindly WhatsApp it to me on 082-565-8648, we can share it next week, inshallah. And you know, the Turkish soups are very, very nourishing as well.
Also.
And it's very, very tasty as well. And also, okay, yes, the listener says, in our family, the Amlas love white soup and haleem. I make a big pot and send to the whole family. I make sure it's left over so it stays in the fridge and freezer, and we take it out as we need it. Yes, don't tell the kids about the onion when you cook it through. You don't taste or see the onion.
Yes.
Yes, certainly.
Actually, even the white soup is very popular.
It is
a lot
quite
of
popular,
people
yeah.
make the white soup, yeah. which is also very lovely.
Okay. Let's go to the savory pancake recipe, Aunt Karija.
Okay. For the savory pancake recipe, you need 1 cup of flour, 1/2 cup milk, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 egg, 2 tablespoons of oil, 1 cup water or more. Now for the method, you liquidize till smooth. Thereafter, you form in a small non-stick pan. Try to make pancakes as thin as possible. Now for your filling, you saute 1 small onion in oil and ghee. Then you add 1/2 cup kilo of cubed chicken fillet, half a teaspoon of salt, half a teaspoon of lemon pepper, half teaspoon mixed herbs, a teaspoon of chicken spice, a tablespoon of green masala, pinch of arad. You cook this meat till it's done. Then you add 2 tablespoons of the steer's garlic sauce and 2 tablespoons of the steer's mustard sauce. You leave the mixture to cool completely. You add grated cheese and grains and then you fold.
Lovely. Okay, and for the savory pancakes, the recipe, the video of the recipe will be going out after 1 today. In fact, at 1 o'clock, so you can check our Radio Islam Instagram account, and that video of Aunty Khadija has made it. That's going to go out at 1 o'clock today, so you can stay tuned for that as well. Okay, this sister says, chicken noodle soup, especially in Ramadan, I braise onion and green chili and crushed garlic and the packet chicken noodle, stir and half a bunch of Yeah, very, very tasty with garlic toast.
Mm, lovely.
Okay. Then we've got another question coming through here. Okay, I'm not reading it. All right. Okay. This one says, a question for Sister Hava. Do you mix the onion soup with water and add butter or just mix soup powder with butter?
No, you mix the soup powder with water.
Okay.
You can add a little of butter to your saucepan. Heat, just melt it, don't let it get very hot, and then add your liquid soup to that and then stir it until done.
I think Auntie Hava, she's asking you for the potato.
For the potato.
For the potato.
For the baked potato, yes.
About,
or
yes.
The baked potato. You mix the onion soup with the baked potato. I think it's a packet of onion soup with 60 grams of butter or margarine. You mix that well, you stuff the potato with that, and you bake it at 180 for about 45 minutes. Mm. And the smell in your kitchen, it'll make you want to eat more.
Is it? Okay, that's lovely. Okay. A listener wants to know, did we ever share a chicken dolly's recipe? Yes. It's all on our Radio Islam website. So please visit the website, radioislam.co.za. Go to recipes, all in different categories as well. Well, we've come to the end of a lovely, informative program, and we've got lots of aids, a lot of shopping to do in Ramadan. So lots of aids, so we have to actually round off today's program. It's been a lovely program. Jazakallah to our guest, Sister Nazira, to my producer, Mumtaz. She's really working hard behind the scenes, getting all the lovely guests, to Auntie Khadija, Auntie Hava, and to our engineer, Shuaib Haji. Well, inshallah, back next week with a lovely guest and more lovely food topics as well and recipes. Well, you enjoy the rest of the Ramadan, inshallah. Back with you next week. And watch out for the savory pancake video that will be at 1 o'clock on the Radio Islam Instagram page as well. And I will be also posting it after 1 o'clock on my Instagram page and also Auntie Khadija's Instagram page. Auntie Khadija, your Instagram page address? It's Auntie K.
Okay.
All right. Yes. And mine is Amara_Mullah. Well, that's where we leave it for today from Auntie Hava, Auntie Khadija, and myself. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.